knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's Dean.
We believe he is Dean. Dean, are you Dean? Uh-oh.
Damn, Dean.
Uh-oh.
Dean.
There he is. See?
We found Dean. Dean, we were worried about you.
I just wanted to add to your technical woes.
Oh, my God, I could stick my foot up your butt.
I told you to only talk to me that way privately.
Is this related to something on the show, Wendy, or just a separate
dream of yours? You know, we try as we may to sound good and not have technical difficulties.
It happens.
And it was my fault that I didn't check, so everybody's looking at me like it's my fault. Is Dean there? I'm like, I don't know.
Mm. You're in a different studio now, right? Did you move?
No, not yet.
Three more weeks.
You'd think we were.
No, I mean, I thought you said you were going to move to a different studio because you were having some
Are moving to a new studio. That's why all the equipment is at the new place already.
That I've heard about, yes.
I mean, seriously.
Here's what I thought. I plugged in and I was listening to the end of the Beatles interview and performance, which sounded great.
Well, thanks.
And I mean, all this static. I was like for half an hour working on my equipment to see. I thought something was wrong on my end.
Don't they have a pill for that? Oh!
Dean.
Doctor, I seem to have a foot up my butt.
I recognize that foot. That's midday personality Wendy Snyder's.
Wait a minute. That's Wendy's shoe.
How did this happen? Dean, may I ask you a show business? Now, you know show business, right?
So in show business.
We're all in show business to some extent. What's going on with this TV series, Lethal Weapon? Do you know what's going on behind the scenes there?
Well, here's what I know about the story. It got renewed.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's good because a lot of big shows did not. Brooklyn Nine-Nine got canceled on Fox, and then the next day picked up on
NBC.
NBC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Tim Allen Last Man Standing, which got canceled on ABC about a year ago, got picked up on Fox now. But Kevin James' show got canceled. Lots of. Yeah.
Kevin can wait.
Kevin apparently has plenty of time to wait.
And they brought Leah Remini back in it.
Yeah,
but their belief is they said that it made audience members angry that they did this.
Well, they did kill off his wife, and it was weird because why didn't they just. It's like too different, but too much the same. It was kind of funky.
Yeah.
Didn't seem like a good idea to me either.
But boy, I love their chemistry.
Bring them back. So anyway, this Lethal Weapon show, among the shows that got renewed this week, Damon Wayans was renewed along with the show. But the other guy on the show, and I have to look up his name here because I don't even remember.
The guy who plays the Mel Gibson character.
He's the Mel Gibson, the new Mel Gibson guy on the show, did not get renewed on the show. And for a couple of days, it was a bit of a mystery of why he did not get renewed. And then stories began to come out, most notably from Dan Wayans himself on Twitter, saying how difficult he was to work with, how maniacal he was.
Hmm.
He just seemed like, according to all the descriptions, a really strange dude. They let him direct an episode that Damon Wayans said put him in personal danger. In fact, during one of the scenes where there was an explosion, Damon Wayans was actually hit with a piece of shrapnel.
Wow.
I don't know if 100% you can blame that on the director, that something like that happened, but there was no love lost between Damon Wayans and his co-star
Clayne Crawford,
and it's your Gesundheit.
Yeah, thank you.
Also,
Clayne Crawford. He did play the role, and he's been replaced by Sean William Peter Michael Scott,
Stifler.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I'm always happy to see Stifler in anything. I like him as an actor. He's a super nice guy. Also,
yeah.
Damon Wayans went after him on Twitter and has since deleted everything that he has said about him, but made no bones about that. He's glad the guy's gone. He didn't like working with him.
Wow.
He was a nightmare to work with on set, you know, basically behind the scenes at WGN.
Yeah, same thing.
Pretty much the same thing.
Wow. Well, I'm glad the show got renewed, and what a crazy way to end your relationship on a show like this.
You know, I guess it's like any workplace where there's...
Bill got hit by shrapnel yesterday.
Yesterday and the day before yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah, uh-huh. A lot.
Bertrand?
It's mostly Steve Bertrand,
What's happening to The Mick? I love that show with Caitlin Olson, and that was dumped, and somebody needs to pick it up, or I will. I don't know how
You're
to do
pick
it,
up
but
a show?
I would like to air it.
That one I do not have any details about.
What was the
deal with all of that? I'm just trying to think of some of the other highlights of things that were renewed and not renewed. I've been in New York the last couple of days, I haven't been completely up on my cancellations and renewals.
Well, can I ask you this then, Dean? We've gotten so many texts about this. The Royal Wedding is being broadcast on Saturday. People want to know if you will be live tweeting it. Will you be?
I will not. I'll be
attending?
Usually during the... I'm just trying to think of the wedding. Usually I'm at the Jewel.
During the Royal Weddings, you go to the Jewel?
I only shop
once every eight years.
Gets married. I stock up freezer.
They changed the name of the store to the Crown Jewel during those episodes, don't they?
I think I told you guys that I'm not that interested.
Dean.
I'm not either.
You guys.
I'm more interested in following Meghan Markle's dad and what he does. I hope he live streams something. I'll watch that.
Yeah, this is starting to get like Jimmy Carter's family.
Yeah. You're right.
It's like Billy Carter?
Yeah, where like the people start coming out of the woodwork.
Or Roger Clinton, wasn't he kind of like that too?
Yeah.
There's always a black sheep.
Yeah.
Maybe it's me and my family. I don't know.
I wish them well. I hope they have a lovely life together. I don't fault anybody who is. I don't say it's bad, but I'm just not especially interested in.
But this makes it more interesting, Dean. The fact that her family and her Meghan Markle seem to be at odds, that throws it an interesting twist. I love that.
It's like any other family.
Yeah.
In any other wedding.
Yep.
You know, you're sitting at the rehearsal dinner and, somebody gets drunk and goes, I don't even like you.
Boy, I want to go to one of your family weddings. I'd have fun there.
Oh, Lord, you don't want
Opa.
To. Careful what you wish for.
I want to just say the WGN TV promo that they're running on television is awesome, and Dean is featured prominently in it.
What is it? I don't know if I've seen it.
Everybody doing fun things, out and about in the city, and there's some live action footage of Dean covering something, and Joe Donlin, and everybody. It's all fake. You all looked happy. So great actors
We are good actors.
So convincing when you see it.
For the most part, we are. I was talking about this on Cochrane show this morning. Yesterday we did just the everybody on the morning show, we did a volunteer day. We went to the Saint Stanislaus School, which is right off of the Kennedy Expressway, right around Armitage. There's a gorgeous church there, and there's a full school, and we arranged with them to do a volunteer day where everyone in front of the camera and behind the camera, writers, engineers, everybody who wanted to volunteer came out, and we weeded their garden and planted stuff and painted, and generally helped them do some busy work.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it to pat us on the back. I'm saying it for a couple of reasons. Number one, we had a ball just as a group because, we all have different schedules and obligations and things. It's very rare when we can all be in one, everybody can be in one place at one time. So it was really fun that way. But when we left there, it sounds corny. We had the nicest feeling of accomplishment that we had done something nice for somebody. And it makes you want to keep paying that forward.
Yep.
And, volunteer, do things, help people. There are so many problems that can be solved. If people just lend their hand, stretch their hand out and help their neighbor a little bit, help somebody else out a little bit. And we learned that firsthand yesterday. I thought it was a little odd when Larry Potash, instead of pitching in and working with us, had his servants from his home come and do it.
That defeats the purpose.
That was a little odd. But
the rest of it was nice.
The work got done nonetheless. But, it's a volunteer day.
Right.
We're all down in the dirt weeding and painting. And Larry's got his servants, to say, hey, you missed the spot.
Was he getting a pedicure live on the scene?
Getting a pedicure.
That's not right at all, Dean.
Portable foot tub.
And we don't want to see Larry's feet.
Nobody wants to see that. All right, let's do this. We'll take a break, and then Dean has some movies to share with you.
Anybody's feet.
Nobody does. More after this. Bill and Wendy, WGN. Dean Richards joins us. Dean plays the role of Dean Richards on the WGN TV Morning News, and you can hear him here. No, I think you're very convincing. Very convincing.
Not a convincing Dean Richards at all. What's with the shaggy hair?
What's with the shaggy hair? Dean, Deadpool 2, a sequel, I believe, to Deadpool.
Did you like the
Deadpool
first one?
Very much.
I loved it.
I think you're going to love this one as well. The only thing to me that was missing in this one was that element of surprise when you went in to see this movie, Deadpool, and saw how completely irreverent it was and how they broke every rule of superhero and mutant movies. And, you know, when you finally realized, oh, this is going to be a very different experience, and how R-rated it was.
Yeah.
This movie is much the same way. So you don't have that. I mean, you're sort of expecting to be shocked by Ryan Reynolds in this movie. And, you know, he delivers what he delivered in the first movie. It's very sarcastic. It's very irreverent. It's self-effacing. There is just nothing but a complete irreverence. It's extremely violent.
Hmm.
You know, it's not a movie for kids. It's definitely rated R, and it definitely earns that R rating. But your kids are going to say, why can't I go see it? We went to see Avengers. This is nothing like Avengers. This is, you know, there's superhero fighting in this movie, but there are some extremely graphic and somewhat fairly sexual things that are happening. There's a lot of language. There's a lot of F-bombs in the movies. In the movie, so you know, be aware of that going into it. It's almost as if the plot of this movie doesn't matter at all. It's almost just like a.
Is that good or bad?
I didn't mind. I mean, the plot is okay. Where the Deadpool character is trying to protect a young kid who he doesn't especially like very much. It's part of the irreverence of it all. It's a young kid from a foster home who was being physically abused in the foster home, but he doesn't like kids anyway. You know, it's part of the irreverence of the character. I don't like kids. You know, I just want to get out of here. At some point, he realizes that he has to help to save this kid who is turning evil with the villain in the movie, who is will be a familiar villain to you from this, because it's the same actor who plays Thanos in Avengers Infinity War, the bad guy in that movie. It's James Brolin. Josh Brolin.
I'd like to see James play.
I'd like to see James Brolin's wife in the movie, the wonderful Barbara Streisand.
Oh yeah, she'd
I'm
be
like,
great.
Who's that?
I thought you knew that.
I forgot,
and I realized that probably not everyone does.
So Thanos's mother-in-law is Barbara Streisand.
That's right.
How about that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You want to talk about evil in the world? So anyway, I mean, it's good guy, bad guy, you know, back and forth. He puts together a team, his own team. He feels like he's got to have, you know, like you can't fight crime without having your own superhero team. So he puts together sort of this mishmash of the superheroes. You know, they go on to try to fight the bad guy. There's like open mocking of Avengers in this movie.
Oh, good.
There is nonstop breaking the fourth wall. Ryan Reynolds simply turning to the camera and to the audience and making a joke about something. There's something in the trailer. So I'll give it away just because it's been in the trailer where he's fighting someone and goes, wow, you're dark. You must be from the DC universe. Which I think is
very funny.
Hilarious in the movie. So anyway, I liked it a lot. And I gave it a Dean's List B+.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent. Tell us about Book Club.
Book Club is, I'm calling this AARP meets Sex in the City.
Ah.
You know, four ladies who are probably 70 years and older. Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, and Mary Steenburgen.
Wait, Dean, I just realized the first rule of Book Club is you don't talk about Book Club.
Well, I don't know what that means.
He's referring to Fight Club.
Oh.
It was a pun. It was a pun. It's fun working with Bill Leff. Sometimes you can get into his head. Sometimes you can't.
I'm going to leave the door closed so nobody else can get
in
there.
Let me out.
I love the Easter eggs that Bill dropped.
I broke the fourth wall.
I love
with a jackhammer.
Literally, he broke the fourth wall in the studio. That's
broken.
Why we have to move now because of Bill. So these four ladies in their book club decide to read 50 Shades of Grey, the original 50 Shades of Grey, that, shall we say, unleashes some things that have been dormant in these ladies for quite some time.
Nice.
So, you know, it's, you know, like the Pandora's box has been open on these. There's just no other way to say
Old Faithful.
Yeah. As it's a...
I got more Fight Club jokes if you need them.
Maybe you should.
Clearly, I do. Clearly, I do.
All right.
I thought the movie was fine. I thought it was a little cliche, and I am not going to say that I did not like the movie. I'm just going to say I am not the target audience for this movie. I know that there are going to be other people who will go to see this movie and like it 10 times more than I did. I thought it was fine. And
a likable group of women.
And it's a likable, very talented group of women. You know, it's nice with all these superhero movies that are out. There's, you know, just nothing but Avengers and Black Panthers and Deadpools. Here comes a little romantic comedy that, you know, might be a little corny for me. Might be a little cliche for me. But, you know, a fun girls' night out. This could be a very workable movie. So I gave it a C+.
Beautiful.
You're on your own otherwise with that. Also, and let's see you work one of your Fight Club jokes into this one.
All right.
There's the documentary Pope Francis, A Man of His Word.
Yes.
That's also opening this weekend. A very well done documentary on the man.
Il Papa.
His mission. His mission, how people react to him, the whole phenomena that is Pope Francis.
I'd like to see that, actually. I got to be honest.
And Josh Brolin is the villain in this.
It's his third movie.
Oh, man.
In which he plays the villain, yep. And Brad Pitt is in the Fight Club cameo.
All right.
Stay for the credits. Oh, stay for the credits for Deadpool, by the way. There's some really cool things that happen during the credits. In Deadpool.
Thank you for that heads up.
I wanted to mention
Dean,
that.
Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
That's Dean Richards, everybody. We'll find out what Steve has next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.